Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
That was Welcome to Our House, a special three-hour edition of Welcome to Our House. And this is...
Art.
Art.
Star.
Star.
Scene.
Scene.
Radio.
Radio.
On...
Radio.
I don't know why my theme music wasn't playing or where my co-host is, but this is Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn, and here she is now, just walking into the studio. How's it going, co-host?
Good, co-host. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, except my,
Your what?
My music didn't play.
Oh, so it's one of those days.
Oh, I see why. Okay. All right. I get it now. Here we go.
You want to start over? You want
yeah,
a mulligan?
Yeah, I'm going to start over. Mulligan? I'm going to start over.
This is crazy. Mm-hmm. What is this show?
What is this show? Where the fuck am I?
Everybody, welcome back to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. You know, it really wouldn't be Art Star Scene Radio if I didn't fuck up in the first 2 minutes of the show.
But we'll bring it back. We'll bring it back.
We always do, don't we?
This is the latest I've ever been.
Yeah, it is.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. I was at a wonderful Greek restaurant.
I don't care.
I highly recommend it.
You were late.
I highly recommend this place.
I am Face Boy.
I'm Face Girl.
And with us in the studio is...
Juno Tempest.
Juno Tempest.
Yeah. Yeah, Juno was my guest earlier, and we just went to this wonderful Greek restaurant. We've been having, like, such a wonderful girl day, palling around and shopping.
We got shoes and purses.
Yeah.
And then food.
Yeah. Perfect.
Shoes...
Mm-hmm.
And food.
And purses.
And purses.
Do not forget the
shoes
purses.
Shoes and purses and
like
food.
The girliest day.
Yeah. You know, we went shopping and had... And wine. There was wine.
Yeah,
it was like
was
nothing could be
it was
more...
Very Sex in the City.
Yeah. We totally Bradshawed. But we were Mirandas. We're total Miranda.
So it's Juno? Is that the name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Juno, I'm just now meeting you. So please... tell me a bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I am a performer here in Brooklyn, recently unemployed, thanks, Bazaar Bushwick. They're lovely. I still have a show there. And
I love them.
Yeah, I'm the Siren of Bushwick.
You are.
It's my own self-proclaimed tagline.
I think it works.
What kind of performances do you do?
I do like public readings. I host a couple open mics, and I do drag.
How do you feel about? I hosted an open mic for 13 years. I did the first 575 weeks consecutive without missing one.
Wow!
What's the experience like for you as a host, and how long have you been doing it?
I've been performing and hosting shows for a few years, but on a monthly basis for like a year and a half since before I moved to Brooklyn, actually.
Are most of the open mic performers crappy?
I love all my performers.
As your attorney, I advise you not to answer.
I'm saying, I'm being very like judicial with my words. I love all my performers.
It's an open mic.
But yeah, it's an open mic. So sometimes I cringe a little bit, but I keep a smile on my face.
Do you do this thing? This is one of the things I used to do.
Cry yourself to sleep. I'm just kidding.
if there was somebody who was just really off, like there was just terrible, I would find something, just the one good thing, and mm-hmm. reflect that back at them. Because I think it's very important that you encourage people to grow, and that they're going to feel bad enough already if they know that they fucked up.
What if they don't?
Say something nice.
Oh my God, they're really the worst.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I don't really have many of those that think they did amazing and then like they were really terrible. But I have had some that are like really cringy, but they're like, oh my God, I was so nervous, but I'm so glad I did that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really, that was amazing. I'm glad that you like felt courageous enough to go on stage and you did it.
That's
you
right.
did that thing. And that's I'm right. like, oh, I wish you wouldn't have. Not on my stage. I would not pay to see this, so I'm glad I'm not.
How much time does each performer get?
6 minutes.
And how many performers do you usually have in a night?
It's rare that I have like more than six.
Really?
Yeah, because genre reassignment is... is it okay if I plug it?
Plug everything.
Absolutely. All right, I'm plugging my show. Genre reassignment is Brooklyn's only trans open mic every first Tuesday of the month at, what's the place called? Metropolitan Bar at 559 Lorimer Street. It's an awesome gay bar. And it's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Brooklyn Queer Time. Which means it's usually about 7:30 by the time we start.
Is it trans only? Or
yeah, trans only. I'm having my girl Margot Reese. She's a lovely, lovely trans comedian. She's breaking through in New York. She's like performing all the time. It's great. So I booked her. So she's gonna tell jokes probably about her lady dick. It's gonna be awesome. Yeah,
her lick.
A lick. No, I've not heard that one, but that's good.
It works, right?
A lick.
Her lick. I mean, it makes so much sense, but it also just goes it's lady all, dick
it's
lick.
A little cutesy for me. Yeah, I still prefer to say my dick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't say my cock much anymore. I did when I was a faggot, but like... am I allowed to say that on this show?
You can say anything. We've said some horrific things on this show.
I'm a woman of faggot experience, as my girl Charlene likes to say. She also wears jock straps all the time, like I do. I'm wearing one now.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It's cute. My ex-boyfriend bought it for me for my birthday.
I don't think I've ever seen one in my life.
Do you want to see it?
I do. I've never seen one, and I already see that it's black, which makes it sexier than what I thought it was going to look like. Adorable.
Oh, wow. What a cute butt. Yeah. What a cute butt.
Wow.
This is one of those many times I wish we had cameras in the studios.
There is a camera. It's just hopefully not looking at my butt.
I mean.
Well, I hope it is.
It's making sure that Facebook's pressing the right buttons and not like stealing headphones, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Yeah.
When I started my open mic, it was 1994 and it was at 28 Avenue B. That era and that area was very, very seedy. People were frightened to come to an open mic.
Awesome.
I moved in 95 because the place, the Collective Unconscious, burned down. It was like such a case of, it was literally a hot lamp was left on.
Oh my God.
No, a projector was left on and the room was filled with plastic and cardboard for sets.
Oh wait, there was a fire?
Yeah.
What?
It burned down. Yeah.
What? So I didn't know this.
What stupid motherfucker leaves a lamp on, though?
Yeah.
Surrounded I have by lamps plastic. In my house, though.
Yeah, but like if it, you know no, if it no, gets no, too it was hot, a pro- you yeah. leave
it. It wasn't a lamp. It was a projector.
That's different.
Yeah, that gets like, really hot.
They also consume a ton of energy. That's horrible. The last
someone's job is to turn that off.
Yeah. Like, and those balls are expensive.
Yeah.
So then I moved to Surf Reality. And at that time, there was a... The top floor was the theater, Surf Reality. Underneath that was a crack
shop, a place where you could buy crack cocaine.
A crack den.
And it's underneath a crack that, shop. Didn't a you? Crack shop.
And underneath that was a bordello.
I'm gonna buy crack. So it was only sort of like $20 in my pocket. Sorry.
It was sort of like one-stop shopping. You know, you could get some crack, get high, have sex with a hooker, go see a show.
And here we're offering the perfect New York package vacation.
And what I liked about it is because the neighborhood was so dangerous, I was getting daring performers.
Yeah.
I was getting like just the best performers doing the weirdest shit. It was fantastic until, and I mentioned this last week, until it was written up in the front page of the Arts and Leisure section of the New York Times.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Did they ruin it?
Yeah. I mean, I was able to get them.
Is that why
back.
You said what you said to them?
What? Getting them back.
Yeah.
I was able to get things weird again, but it took a while because it attracted a lot of these straight white male stand-up comics.
Oh, ew.
Yeah,
they're the worst.
Just doing hack jokes. Who's here with us?
Angie.
Hi.
Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Shashi.
And,
hello.
And who?
Shashi.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, Angie and
Shashi.
S-H-A-S-H-I.
I'm going to grab a wheelie chair.
Someone getting on the mic here?
Yeah, Will's going to say hi for a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
I got to go.
Oh,
I
all right.
I will. I'll stop in.
Okay.
If that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
More than
really good for you.
Yes. What? Really?
Yes.
Thank you. Awesome. Adorable. Do you look at this box? How cute is this? I've got nematodes now,
so
by the way.
That is
very
cute. Have you guys ever heard of those?
So what kind of performances do you get at your open mic?
I get a lot of... I affectionately call the show Sad Tranny Poetry Hour.
Sad Tranny Poetry Hour.
Yes. Also, that's only okay for me to say it.
Put some
not for
headphones
you.
On if you want to get
just,
on the mic.
Because, like, Angie. if any trans women are listening, like, I said it's not okay. It's fine. Don't come after me with pitchforks. Bye.
There are a lot of things you're not supposed to say these days.
Trans women get so mad at me all the time for the things I say. Like, I've been, like, talked to after my own show where I'm talking about my own experience because I said the word faggot, and I'm like, just because you're a lesbian now doesn't mean you get to police my language. I've been a faggot since I was 15. I'm now 31. Don't judge me for my life choices. I will say faggot if I damn well please. Like, I've had people calling me that for decades, so I've earned the right to use that word. And also, I had sex with men as a man, so there.
So there.
I love it. I love that word. We talk about my love of this word.
Yes.
Rather often. But now we call it a coupon clipper.
Yes, we do.
Coupon clipper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's offensive.
What's a coupon clipper?
That's what...
Like my grandma?
When you use the word...
Your grandmother's a faggot.
When you...
She would be so offended.
I know. I love to offend
but also
grandma.
Also, she's not talking to me right now. So
when you're using the word faggot, you're not using it in a derogatory way.
I use it in a derogatory way in gay bars because I'm like, oh my God, all these white faggots are just like in the way. Because men are the worst. You'd think that like straight white men are bad. Gay white men are so terrible. Like, I've been groped in more gay bars than I have at straight bars. Like, gay men just, they feel entitled to my body. And it's like, no, just because these tits weren't always there doesn't mean you get to grab them. Like, nah, it's not yours. Not your body. Don't touch.
If there comes a time when you don't want to be offensive, and I'm not saying that time will ever come, but
not
if that
likely.
Does come, just say fucking coupon clipper instead. It'll eventually make sense.
Fucking coupon clipper.
Goddamn fucking coupon clipper.
Yeah, because they're like, oh my God, I can save so much money. And it's like, you spent more than 10 cents of your time clipping that coupon. Like, if your hourly wage is this, like, you spent that much time clipping that coupon. How much paper has been wasted? What are you doing with your life?
You're getting
10 cents of your time.
What are you doing with your life that you would... Also, like, people who take an Uber to, like, go somewhere they could walk to in 5 minutes, I'm like... What are you doing? Are you that fucking lazy? You you ordered a cup of coffee delivery to your apartment. What? Like, maybe it's just because I'm not, like, bougie. Like, I don't have that kind of money to make such, like,
frivolous, like, decisions.
Frivolous decisions. Like, my ex-girlfriend, oh my God, she would just, like, spend money on stupid shit. And I'm like, why are you doing this?
Like, what was the dumbest?
She, probably the dumbest thing was she paid a dog walker to walk her dog, and the bitch was unemployed.
So she was home. While the
she
dog
walker. She just didn't want to walk her dog.
Was she depressed?
I took better care. Yes. I mean, what? At least. What trans person is not, like, suicidal at
hands,
all times?
Hands up. Who's depressed? All of us.
Yeah,
everyone.
All of us. Dig this. I don't get up on ladders. My girlfriend will change the light bulbs for me. And it's not because I'm afraid I'm going to fall. It's because I'm afraid I'm going to jump. It's that kind of depression.
So, yeah, I've been there.
Approved.
Like, speeding downhill on my bike in Germany, like, just, like, going home from a job where people hate me and, like, make fun of me all the time and, like, tell me that I don't deserve rights that I damn well do because that's federal law, motherfucker. Like, sorry, not sorry. Get used to it. It's law. Like, looking at oncoming cars and being like, oh, my God. All I would have to do is adjust this a little bit. Oh, wait. No. I gotta go home. I have Skyrim to play. It's fine. There's cake in the fridge. I mean, how can I kill myself when there's cake in the fridge?
That's a
very
good
point. Write that the fuck down.
Yeah.
How can I kill myself when there's cake in the fridge?
Whatever important. Little reason, it's like, I've been suicidal since I was a teenager. Like, it's been 15 years of this shit. I've figured out some coping strategies, obviously, because I'm still alive.
I need to keep cake in the fridge.
Yeah. Just like any little thing, like, oh my God, there's that one popsicle in the back of the fridge. How could I leave this earthly plane without having eaten that popsicle? It's only been there for a week.
If I waste that popsicle, I don't deserve to live. It's a cycle. Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
It is. But it's a cycle that keeps me alive and telling really bad jokes to anyone in Brooklyn who will listen. So.
Here's another joke that's just for depressed people. You ready? I'm happy.
Ha ha. That's funny. Oh my god.
I love watching you get people. He loves his depressed people humor. He wanted to write like a whole list of, didn't you have a whole bunch of jokes for the clinically depressed?
Great. It's great. Like, I'm trying to come up with a comedy set, but like.
I'm looking forward to being with people.
No, that sounds like that's bad news bears. Bad news bears.
Angie, you're sitting in on the studio and we had Dick and Dwayne here.
Yeah.
And it was really great that you had only planned to stay 10 minutes and you stayed for the whole show. And then you wrote something nice. I appreciate that. Tell us a bit about you.
Oh.
What do you do for a living to start with?
Oh, I am, I'd say... working at being an entrepreneur.
In what way?
I'm trying to train my mind to think differently about, like, money and finances and looking forward. It's like this educational thing, you know, reading books, stuff like that. And you know what? The thing about wanting to be with people, I'm really working at that too. Actually,
honestly,
but as I open my heart a little, I swear, because I normally need to retreat and refill my cup by myself completely, and now I'm just sort of experimenting more with opening my heart and meeting new people, and it's going okay. Some days I can't do it, but
do you find you're generally shy and? Do you find it difficult in...
It's not about being shy. It's more like I use up energy quickly outside of my, like, home. I go out, I get drained easily.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So I definitely go out and have a good time, but then I'm like, oh, I really have to settle down to feel better again.
I wish I had a better sense of handling money, like when you realize you have the exact same savings that you had when you were 7.
Exactly.
There's a problem. Yeah. There's a problem.
It's really gotten to me.
I had more money when I was 7. I don't know what the fuck kind of child you were. But I started out all right. It's all been downhill since then.
When it comes to a romantic situation, are you a first move person?
It depends.
It depends.
Entirely on the moment, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am not.
No.
This girl was texting me nude pictures.
Oh my God.
For months.
Why didn't you make a move?
I thought she was just being nice.
No.
What? What a nice lady.
Where
sending me pictures
of
her areola.
And it
and
finally took...
The nice lady just sent me nudies. Oh.
I know.
She
must
do that for all
get
her
it.
Friends.
I didn't get it.
No. Oh my God. Why?
When was this? Was this when pictures, like when recently or?
This was Lucille 4 years ago.
Okay.
For months.
Okay.
And she'd be, my friends would say.
To be fair, I know her and I could see how she would just be being nice.
Right.
I know her. She would just be being nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's believable. Yeah. It's believable that she was just being nice.
But was she making them for you or were they stock?
For me.
Okay, that's different.
Oh, wow.
That's different.
Yeah, because I do have my stock.
Yeah.
I have never thought of that.
No, it's a thing.
But
when you make
I
it
also
for
like,
someone, it's more special. It's more like custom. It's tailored.
I also like...
There's intent.
If a dude like comes on my tits, I take a picture and post it on my sex Twitter.
Want to see your... You keep telling me about your sex Twitter. I want to see your sex Twitter.
You can check out my sex Twitter at Zephyr Jungfrau. Jungfrau means virgin in German.
Of course.
And that's... XY, like Zephyr with X, so it's XEPHYR, and Jungfrau is YUNGFRAU. Zephyr Jungfrau, because XY chromosome.
Did you just look it up?
Yep.
I've never seen
no,
you on your phone
no,
ever.
No,
you'll
for
see
some
pictures
reason, I was
of my
getting
dick.
A signal and I was getting texts, so I just put it on airplane mode.
Okay.
Because I actually don't get on my phone during the show.
Oh, that was a read.
That was a dig. That was a dig.
That was a read. Mm-hmm.
A read?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you not know this?
No. Teach
how,
me more
how
things.
How are you a fag hag and you haven't heard the term read?
I haven't. I've
how
been...
do you work at Bazaar and like not know read?
I don't know.
Like, RuPaul's
I've...
Drag Race even.
Okay.
Oh my God. What are
it.
You doing?
I don't know. No, I've been on the
Angie,
pause.
Do you identify as gay, straight, bi, or?
It's a good question. I just like being neutral, and I therefore have to say bi.
Mm-hmm.
But I have had way more male experiences in my life than female.
I'm bisexual as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it has manifested itself is, I don't know why, but I don't fall in love with men. It's just purely sexual, and I do fall in love with women, and it's just
you're infuriating.
I don't understand. Well, it's why.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt, but like
no,
that,
let's hear it.
When I was a gay dude, that shit just I hated falling for guys like you. Oh,
to be fair, women.
My German ex-boyfriend was like that. Like I was his first. Long-term boyfriend, and then I transitioned. I was always afraid in the beginning of the relationship that he would leave me for a woman, and he did.
Oh.
That woman was me.
Oh, that's nice.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
See, it's not something I like about myself. There have been men who have been incredibly kind to me, who have been kinder to me than any woman I've ever dated, and I desperately wanted to fall in love with these guys.
Mm.
And when they fell in love with me, I felt terrible. Because I knew I could never reciprocate those feelings. It's, you know, it's...
You're just a heartbreaker.
I am.
No, me too. But usually it's like, can you stick your dick in me? No, I'm not doing that for you. Why not, you fucking slut? Oh, well, gee, now that you put it that way, I really want to stick my dick in you. No, fuck off.
And the likely reason, sorry to... Get back to me.
Typical man.
But we're very honest. We're very honest on this show.
I can tell.
I was abused by men in many different ways.
Yeah.
And that would make sense why I wouldn't fall in love with them. You know, just since I was a child, I was abused physically, psychologically, and sexually.
Yeah.
So there's
that.
Do
sense.
You feel that there's a difference, Angie, in how you approach, how you... Your emotions with a woman as opposed to your emotions with a man? Or is it the same for you? I hope it's the same.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't know if I've thought about that before. Therefore, I think it's the same.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, because I care most about being authentic and then like finding. So like the other thing I'm working on is just being okay with in the moment saying exactly what it is that I want to like whoever, no matter what, and like not care what they think, mm-hmm. but be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I'm like, oh, wow. And so I watch which situations it's hard for me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I just want to be free to be me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I work at that, too.
My girlfriend is really into pegging. That's when you fuck someone in the ass with a strap-on
door. How did I know that's where this was going?
I love that it was like some real emotional, like, honest stuff. Well, and then you're like, pegging.
It's always going to get back to
pegging. I know, Facebook. Oh, okay. I enjoy watching this ride. I'm just watching this ride.
So it's, I don't have the problem anymore. Now I can get fucked by someone that I'm in love with. I can get fucked in the ass by someone I'm in love with.
Okay.
Which I couldn't do before.
There you go.
That's been recent?
Fairly recent.
That's cool.
It is.
You're like, yeah, like you must feel more free now.
I do. Yeah. I do. I do.
You know who else could do that, though? A trans woman. Just for all you bisexuals out there who want to get fucked in the ass by a woman, trans women can do that for you. Just don't ask us on the first date. That's rude. Or pay us. You know, sex work is work.
Have you dated trans women?
No, I have not.
Interesting.
Yet.
Yeah.
See, I like that attitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never say never.
Because... Mm. Face Boys dated everybody. I was just shocked that there's any.
I'm surprised too.
Any group on the planet. That,
oh my god!
Like maybe I would guess that even Amish people have.
The first
been.
Thing she knew about me. The first.
Yes, I didn't even know your name.
Yes. Yes.
I knew it. I knew yep. Amish was on your. That's why I'm so shocked by this. That there's any type. Like the question is, have you had sex with? No, that's shocking to me.
I was describing
anything.
This woman.
I feel that.
Anything.
I was
describing this, man, anyone.
Think about.
I was describing this woman, Lily.
Play it. Seriously. How about your family? No, I'm kidding. I'm not asking. I don't want to know.
She's been on the show before, and I was trying to describe who she was, and I was like, well, I used to consensually beat her.
Doesn't help. And that, with all of our guests that I didn't bring. Yeah, with all of our guests.
It was like that didn't narrow it down at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
and that's
who
just this radio show.
Who doesn't like to get consensually beaten?
Are you into that?
Oh yeah.
What kinds of stuff?
I like to get punched in the face.
That's extreme.
Now,
yeah.
To blood or like certain parts? Like,
no,
like,
I don't want to bruise.
Because they
just
have to do it right,
feel it.
Right?
I want to feel like my jaw clang.
And
like
wow.
And the person who's doing this, are you damn sure they know exactly what they're doing?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, like my boy now, he's a Muay Thai fighter. He is brolic as fuck. He taught me that term, brolic. I didn't know the term brolic until I started dating him. He's like Queens born and raised. Like brawly, but like with an IC ending to make an adjective. A different kind of adjective. Like a Queens adjective.
Oh, like a brawler. Like
brawlin'. Brolic.
Okay.
Brolic.
I think that might just
Since
be his word.
Into it.
No, it's a thing that people in Queens say apparently.
Huh. Who else is into pain during sex?
Probably.
You.
But in certain like I wouldn't want like
I have to be in the right
face. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. You know, I don't think I'd some things, but they're very like.
Yeah, I don't like when I'm getting fucked in the ass. I don't like pain.
No.
You don't?
No.
Not down there, no.
No.
I don't like pain.
Not
pain does not belong around my genitalia or my
anus. Oh, you should see the size of this woman's strap on. Do you want to see it?
Sure.
What I love with Face Boy is when things sound hypothetical or like...
It's real life.
It's never hypothetical.
It's not
like
hypothetical.
One time,
this is real life.
Yeah,
this
no,
is actually
we were on the D train and he's like, how many people on this train do you think would care if we lit up a joint right now? And I knew because it was Face Boy that it wasn't like... He wasn't just asking, like, waning philosophically. No, he meant, like, I'm about to do this. Let's do this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's fucking huge. Jesus.
You could teach me a thing or two. Damn, boy. Like,
yes, I
amazing.
Could.
I wish that
I
sound was
reactions.
Clean. The sound was so good.
It's, oh my God.
Oh, my God. It's perfect.
Like, I can't even, like, like, I used to be a power bottom and a size queen, but I've never taken anything that big.
Not that big.
Well, no, I lied. Haven't. Not that long, but that thick, yes. I had a threesome with this, like, this, Israeli guy? This Israeli guy and his Polish girlfriend? The only cis woman I've ever fucked. Like, he wanted me to fuck his girlfriend in the pussy, and I'm like, okay, I guess I can do that. I've never done that before.
Was he really hot? Is that...
He was really hung.
Okay, so that's why you were like, well...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I got to fuck a lady to get that? Okay, fine.
And none of us thought that his... Like, I could show you the stick. It might take a minute.
No, we would love
God.
To see it.
while you're pulling
we're
that
a visual
up.
Radio show.
While you guys, you're pulling that up, on Friday last week,
mm-hmm.
I... Somehow a three-way became a one-way.
What?
I know.
That's
I'll
sad.
Explain. Wait, I'll explain.
Why do I feel like I knew you were going to have a three-way or something?
I don't know.
Didn't you tell me?
I might have told you.
That you were doing this and then it didn't happen at all?
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Okay. I feel like
so, familiar. So I've been mentioning to my girlfriend for a while that that I wanted another girl in the mm-hmm. mix. But I didn't do anything about it. And finally, she's like, fuck it. I'm going to take control of this situation. She gets in touch with this woman who I've known for a while. She's known for a while. Apparently, she's attracted to me. She comes over and...
And this woman is rare because Faceboy has not slept with her yet.
Oh, here it is.
And it was getting very late. And so I asked her, can I touch your butt? Because she has an amazing butt. And she said, yes. And then we had a little more, couple more drinks. Can I touch your butt again? And I pulled down her pants and touched her butt and I'm squeezing it. She's sticking it out. She's loving it. But now it's getting way too fucking late. And so I like go to sleep. And that's a beautiful cock.
I know, isn't it? It is massive.
Do you want to see it?
And that went inside of me. It went inside of me and I came so hard. I don't normally like ejaculate during sex anymore. But I came.
What?
Like crazy. And then he came like he pulled out and then he came all over my face and his girlfriend's face. It was great.
What is his phone number?
I don't remember his name.
All right.
Just
so
the important details.
My boyfriend is like, how do you not know? Because like the other day I got a text from Power Bottom Slut. And he was like, what? Who does that? I'm like, you don't put people's names in your phone. Why do you care? He's like, do you even know his real name? And I'm like, no, but I know
it's
that
Power
he likes,
Bottom Slut.
It's Power Bottom Slut. I stick it in his ass and I come inside of him. Like, that's all. Like, what's the question?
That's the depth of our relationship.
Yeah. He's like, well, does it bother him? I'm like, no, because I come in his ass. That's all he wants.
Okay.
That's
good.
All I want.
Good.
Not anymore, because I'm with you, baby. But yeah, my boyfriend was just like, that's not very nice. And I'm like,
sounds nice to me.
Like, yeah. Like, why not? Like, if he's going to drive from Long Island. Oh, damn. Huh. Nice. That is nice. Who is that?
Oh, you still have that dick pic?
No, it's in our messages.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
get rid of it.
Yes. No, it's in our messages.
Oh, wait,
that's
who is
the
that?
Rainmaker. That's the Rainmaker.
The Rainmaker.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I start to go to sleep. And, my girlfriend says, if you get up, you can have anything you want. Just wake up, you can have anything you want. And I said, all right, double blowjob. And the other girl wasn't into it. And so she goes, well, do you mind if I suck his dick in front of you? And she goes, no, I'm fine with that. But she was being very talkative. She was one of those blowjobs.
Which she does when it's just the two of them, by the way. So
I talk a lot when I'm giving head.
Well, but she's like on my dick for like just a few seconds and then talking again.
Oh, see, no.
Yeah, it wasn't working. So I said, I'm just going to, but I was getting hard. So it's like, baby, I'm just going to jerk off, okay? So that's how a three-way became a one-way.
Oh, that's sad. But also, that's totally something I would do. I'd just be like, eh, I'm not the most into this, so I'm just going to, like, half-ass it.
Yeah, and she was, like, thinking that we were weird and awkward with this woman, and consent was asked for at every turn. She had, yeah. Everyone had fun, you know? I did come. Mm-hmm. They didn't. I'm sorry. That's not my fault. They didn't want to do other stuff. So everybody, we had a lovely evening. Mm-hmm. There was no problem. It was just a three-way that became a one-way. I have to read this.
I just want to point out that during his three-way, the phrase, if you don't fall asleep right now, you can have anything you want.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry, but my friend Shashi
is waiting for me.
You have to go?
I do. Well, but Angie, I've had a lovely time, and maybe I'll see you some other time.
I definitely hope so, and thank you for being open and honest on our show. We really appreciate getting to know people and their intimate details of their lives.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And you guys have a great Saturday.
You too.
Thank you.
Oh, and I never formally met you.
Hi, it's Juno.
Juno, nice Angie. Nice to meet you too. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, bye.
See you soon. See ya.
Okay, yes. Okay. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. So if you'd like to support our mission so we can continue to bring you quality community radio, we invite you to make a one-time donation or monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. You can donate as little as a dollar, and every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air. So please support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. And remember that RFB is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your contribution is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Also, folks, did you know that Radio Free Brooklyn has a free iPhone and Android app? You no longer need to be chained to your computer to listen. Just download the Radio Free Brooklyn app from the App Store or Google Play so you can listen to independent community radio wherever you go. You can find the iPhone app by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone, and the Android app is available at radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. All right, that's that stuff.
Yay.
So Stormy Daniels got arrested.
Yeah.
It was a trumped up charge. Ba-dum bump.
A Trump dump charge?
Trumped up charge.
Nice.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. I've been waiting all week.
That sounds like anything that he said. Like, another Trump dump today. Like every time he posts to Twitter, it's a Trump dump.
It is a Trump dump. Our friend did a show called The Trump Dump.
Yes.
I think it's a thing, right? It's going to be annual during his reign.
Well, yeah, he's... Oh my God, I was talking to my boy the other day about how, like, because I've been reading The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William Scheer, who was a reporter in Berlin, and an American reporter, and, like, reported on, like, all sorts of, like, fuckery that was happening in Nazi Germany, and was, like, there during the Nuremberg trials and everything. Crazy, crazy stuff. So I'm like, oh my God. Trump is like, he's got like a boy crush on Kim Jong-un. Like, what? Like, Trump has a boy crush on a fascist dictator?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound familiar at all.
Mm-hmm. You know, they start by calling each other names.
Yeah.
You know how that starts.
Holding press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the political equivalent to holding hands.
Did he really say that his people stand when he talks? I want my people to stand when I talk.
Probably.
That makes sense.
Sick.
We only have 20 minutes left. There are some important news items we need to get to. I texted you. Can you please pull up the worm one?
No. I saw it. I don't want to do it.
What is that?
He makes me do things that are gross.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God. No. When Angie was here, I almost went, oh, God, no. But then I was like, don't say that out loud. I sat on an impulse. He's like, God. Oh, fuck.
I love to sit on impulses.
If they're a big impulse, then it's curved.
Okay. Yeah.
Curved impulses. Doctors pull 4-inch wriggling worm from patient's brain.
That's
you're gonna get
hot.
Through it.
Fuck.
That's hot.
No. Oh, God. Doctors had to open his skull. Here's a picture. Oh, fuck.
Let me see. Oh, my God. I get off to this. Yeah, that's not even close up.
The weird thing is I hate it, but I also think I'm kind of... Like, I'm having... There's things coursing through my body. Sensations.
Like, it's insane the things that the human body can endure.
Oh, God. A teenager who suffered from headaches was horrified to discover they started because of a worm living inside his brain. The 4-inch-long parasite entered Wen Xiaoli's body as a larva when he accidentally cut his hand and traveled up through his body to live in his head while it grew into an adult. What were you laughing
at? Ew, no. I'm just like, this is terrifying. I hope I don't have brain worms.
Write that down. I hope I don't have brain worms.
But also, I carry one article written about me that grosses people out.
Oh, well, you're just going to have to find your own thing.
It's called my life.
Yeah. Oh, God. Like, you know, this woman who found a tapeworm in her fucking spine. Okay. It had been there for 2 years. Nope. That's too fucking much.
I love this.
Much.
I knew that would get you.
No. What the fuck? I love this. No. How do you not know? That's not okay. Oh, that's so long. That's a long time. It's a long fucking time. What the fuck? Oh, God.
I mean, how would you know, though? I mean...
Oh, God.
Like, you would probably notice that you're, like, always feeling...
No.
Like, lethargic or something.
Oh, God. I
and then
brain
go to the
worms.
Doctor.
I have to go to the doctor.
No, you just smoke a lot of weed.
I know. I have that's everything all the time.
I
like,
know.
If you say it, I'm like, no.
You have hypochondria. It's okay.
No. There's I'm dying of it.
There's a support group for that.
No. I don't need a support group. I need help. Oh, God. Oh, God. By the time, opening up his skull so they could pull out the worm, which was still wriggling. What the fuck? Why? Why?
I love this. This is so fun. This is so fun.
Oh, it's so gross. Okay. This is kind of, I'm kind of loving this segment. It's just like,
oh,
bring
God.
In some shit I can't handle. And
my
make
boyfriend
me read it.
would like make you cringe with the stuff he watches. Like,
probably.
Yeah.
Oh, God, there's a picture of it. And it looks like semen from Silence of the Lambs. Okay. It was alive. It was still moving inside the brain, neurosurgeon Yang Zihuan explained. We had to remove it intact and couldn't risk breaking its body or else it would continue to survive inside. Oh,
yes.
What the fuck? Gross. No. Oh, and it looks like it's telling you to go fuck yourself. Like it's shaped like a dick. Like you're all dicks for pulling me out of that brain that I had owned for the past 2 fucking years. Why is that a worm? It doesn't even look like a worm. It's just weird. It's not okay.
There's a lot of terrifying organisms on this planet. Mm-mm. It is crazy. I love watching those videos of like parasites, like parasitic insects that like those wasps that like lay their eggs through the ovipositor into like the soft tissue of like moth larva.
Oh,
and
then
the,
it like comes
the larva
out of its back.
Is like eaten alive, and then like the wasp babies come out. But fuck wasps, they're evil.
Fuck wasps.
Bees are helpful. Wasps are just like pure evil.
I know. I had one in my house the other day and I'm like, do I kill it? Do I let it live? Like, what do I do?
In Germany, it's technically illegal to kill them.
What?
I killed them
wasps?
All the time. I committed a felony.
Wow. That's crazy.
Several.
That at this point, Germany won't even let you kill bees. They had to work carefully to pull the worm out in one go, which took around 2 minutes. Okay. I'm okay with that. That's an okay amount of time.
That's a quickie.
Yeah. If it was longer, I'd be like, no. That's too much.
I really don't want my skull being open that long.
Mm-mm, no. Mm-mm. Wen, 19, had been getting intense migraines before he sought advice from doctors in Changsha, capital of central China's Hunan province. He is believed to have been infected with the Spirometra irinumeropi larva. I don't know, man. When he accidentally cut his hand while skinning a frog for food. Fuck
you. That's why you got this. You piece of shit. You fucking earned it. Some fucking people, frog skinning hey, son of a bitch.
Some people have to eat frogs to survive.
All right, you're right. I think I may have. That, I don't know enough about his life to know if I'm really this outraged.
It's China. Yeah, I mean, okay. It's China.
I mean, he was skinning the frog for food, at least. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm a vegetarian. I would never. I'm eat. Obviously militant about it.
I'm the laziest vegetarian. I love
the
bacon.
The laziest vegetarian.
I love bacon. I don't care
vegetarian.
Where it comes from. I don't know where it comes from, and I don't care. It tastes delicious. I also will eat the fuck out of a McDouble every once in a while, even though they're terrible.
I don't think I've ever had one. What is that?
Being a vegetarian.
It's
that would
a
make sense.
It's a McDonald's hamburger.
It's not the double cheeseburger?
It's a, like
no,
a double.
It's,
yeah.
It's like a double cheeseburger, but there's only one slice of cheese.
Is it newer?
No, they've had it for ages.
Yeah, it's been
it's for usually
a while.
Like
I used to get a Big Mac and double
like
cheeseburger.
A 2 for $3. They have a 2 for $3 special every once in a while. I do not endorse McDonald's.
I don't think I've ever.
No,
had
we do not.
I do endorse my
McDonald's
Venmo though.
Yeah,
you can find me on all social media at Juno Tempest.
You've read the best part of that. We can move on from here. I would like to know the best and worst odor.
Hold up.
All right.
Not only was the parasite fully formed, it was also alive and appeared to be living comfortably off his brain cells.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
I forgot that part.
No. That's the most terrifying part.
Yeah.
Parasitic infections are very rare, but the larvae are able to move all around the body, and once in the brain, it will feed off brain cells to survive. Gross.
That little fuck.
At the same time, these parasites excrete toxic waste that is harmful to the brain, so much so that it could cause nerve damage and brain cell loss. Great. Great.
Don't eating a frog. Don't eat frogs, folks. Mm-mm.
Yeah, don't fuck with animals. Go on, you were saying.
Best and worst odor from a lover.
From a lover? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's easy.
This, yeah.
Oh, good.
Pussy and farts.
No, but like a specific,
specific,
right?
Yeah.
Like this one particular person had a that smelled oh. like.
Oh. Oh. Well, my current boy.
Is best.
Yeah, like, he's always like, oh my God, it stinks, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that tastes delicious to me. Like, let me just slurp up all that cum. Like, let me eat it. Let me eat it. I'm a nasty, nasty girl. I'm disgusting. I'm disgusting and horrible. And I just, like, laugh it up. But his farts are rank.
Oh.
So best and worst are both your boyfriend.
Your current, yeah.
Catherine?
This is hard. Okay, so two things come to mind for worst. Okay. One was this guy whose nickname was Diesel.
Oh, God.
And I
already
mean...
Already a problem.
The reason his nickname was Diesel... His nickname wasn't Diesel before. His semen tasted like Diesel.
Oh.
And then my friends and I all called him Diesel. And then one day he found out that we called him Diesel. And he was like, Diesel? And I'm like, oh no,
oh
he knows.
God.
But it tasted and so bad that I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I've
it's not
cum.
It's
time.
Fucking gas. It's like gasoline. Ooh. And they're like, we're going to call him Diesel. So it wasn't like an official nickname where he was like, this is my identity. I'm Diesel. It was more like, you know how like Burrito Deck, Rainmaker, and Diesel.
Yeah.
You know, those were just nicknames that my friends and I came up with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely worst taste, but I don't think that's worst smell. Worst smell, what comes to mind is the time that I went to that glory hole with my friend.
Right. You told me
yeah.
about that.
Oh, God.
So I didn't know that this friend of mine was like open minded and that he went to glory holes. And I wanted him to prove it because like I was like, you're not that cool. Fucking prove it. You know what I mean? And he's like, I'll fucking prove it right now. And he took me to a glory hole to
oh my
show
God,
me
that's awesome.
That he really does this, that he's not just making it up to like seem cool or like.
I've never done that.
You gone to a glory hole?
No.
Yeah.
I've been to sex parties. Like I met my first.
Those
boyfriend.
Are probably better.
I met my first boyfriend at a sex party.
Yeah.
My first boyfriend in New York.
Aww.
I was this trans dude I met in a sex club. And
was
then,
it
like,
trapeze or another one?
No, it was submit.
Okay.
Submit's good because trans
name.
Dudes are allowed. It's like trans and women only. And I'm like thirsty for a trans dude.
I love that.
Yes. It's my favorite.
Was it always?
No.
That's funny.
No, not until I transitioned.
So
the first trans dude I was at, like the first pussy I ever had was like on a trans dude. I had never like been up close and personal with pussy before. And
yeah.
then like I met this trans dude and he was really hot, but I was like, I don't know how this works. I don't know how, like I've never done that before. I don't know. And then I'm like, does this feel good? Does that feel good? And apparently it did because he came like 7 times.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Nice. That's pretty fucking amazing.
Awesome.
Wow.
So like my first go round with pussy, I'm like multiple orgasms. I'm like,
wow.
I guess if I were still a dude, that would make me a stud.
Absolutely.
But I'm not. So it's fine.
Still a champion in my book. Yeah.
I am. My current boyfriend. We're technically not like official, but like he's over at my house all the time. He leaves his underwear and hats at my house. He's got his own toothbrush.
That's so funny.
He's got his own toothbrush. I make him pancakes.
You know, it's real.
That's real official.
Yeah. Toothbrush is official. Hats and underwear. That's pretty official. Anything. Pancakes. Anything. But pancakes.
Pancakes. He left a shirt of his early on. Like, we've only been dating for like 7, 8 weeks.
Months.
It feels like months.
That's funny.
No, but like, he stays over at my house a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we just fuck like crazy.
Aww. I miss that.
I love that.
Yeah,
he's the only person I've ever dated whose libido has outstripped mine.
Wow.
When I was in Fire Island last week, we made love till sunset. I mean sunrise. No, yeah, sunrise.
Both. Just all of it. All the fucking sun.
I mean, Fire Island. When you're in Fire Island with someone you love, it's all the fucking.
All the fucking.
It's all the fucking.
Yeah, I was that way when I went to Gran Canaria with my ex-boyfriend back in my days of faggotry. That's my favorite.
I love that word.
Yes, faggotry.
So one of the articles I sent you, we don't really have time to get to it, but what I think is funny about it is it was the Randy radio show host caught on closed circuit TV having sex.
Okay. Yeah. You? Were you caught?
Yeah. Oh,
did Tom out you?
It's like that's a story, and like that's just
our show.
Our show.
That's like a good episode. Yeah. That's like our. Oh, that would be our best episode ever.
Yeah.
That would be the best episode. I mean, we've tried. We've tried to have sex on this. We've gotten blowjobs. Blowjobs have happened.
Yeah, blowjobs. Oh,
painting with penises have happened.
How have I not known about this show?
I don't know.
Well,
we're not really good at plugging.
Now,
although you've been, you're good at pegging, not plugging.
Yeah, I'm good at both.
Me too. I don't have a strap on. I have a strapless, honey.
If you're an exhibitionist in any way, you can bring your boyfriend over here if he's an exhibitionist.
Oh, he would not be down with that.
What if you wore like a mask and nobody saw his face and we all didn't know who he was?
Into that. He might be into that, but only if he were fucking me.
Well.
Not a problem.
We don't have a problem with that.
Maybe.
All right, we got a maybe.
Maybe. Nice. Maybe. I would have to talk him into it. He's a sweet babe. Aww. He's so young.
A young doe.
And we only have one guest booked for next week, Scooter Pie.
Yeah.
Who would be totally into seeing that.
Oh yeah. She's amazing. Yeah. Well, you know Scooter Pie. She's my co-host.
Oh. Okay.
For Satanic Bingo.
Usually when Satanic Bingo happens, I'm like drunk as fuck.
Yeah. I noticed.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I found out earlier that Juno thought I was judging her. And I wasn't at all.
I definitely was not supposed to let him back there.
Who?
Dude, I'm so bad with names, especially white men.
Will?
Yeah.
Let him back where?
We smoked a joint out back behind the bar.
Oh.
No one's allowed out there.
That's the line. We do not promote marijuana use on this show.
Definitely not.
That's it.
If there was a line, it'd be in our noses. I'm just kidding.
Yes. Oh my God. I've done so much coke at that bar.
Yeah. There's a lot of mirrors.
I've literally done coke off of a dude's dick in that bathroom.
In the mirror bathroom?
Yeah.
That's a good place to do it where you can see.
It is. I've done coke with so many drag queens. Oh my God.
I am going to say this. I do very much promote marijuana as a healing drug. I honestly don't think cocaine can lead to anything good.
I always feel so terrible.
Okay.
No, serotonin depletion is the real, and I should know better, but I don't.
You're not wrong. I mean, coke is a monstrous devil, but I also think that it's a great gift for Satanic Bingo, which is why this adorable coke spoon and a keychain with a bullet, it's a snuff holder.
Yeah, I want one.
Is one of our prizes.
I want one.
At Satanic Bingo.
You should tell me where to get that after the show.
I know. on the
Not that I should have one, but like,
yeah. That's I like don't even classy, do Coke, but I have
that's
to
like
have
a
it.
Classy way to carry your Coke.
Right?
Like,
all right.
It's a good accessory.
Here's a question. Describe your worst, I wish I hadn't taken that drug moment. Because all of us have taken drugs and all of us must have had that moment. I can start with mine or you can go with
mine. Mine is too embarrassing.
I've got a lot. So pretty much every time I take a drug, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I'm going to die. I'm dying right now. This is me dying. I'm watching myself die. Like, because I'm a paranoid fucking bitch. But yes. The time that I took 9 tabs of acid, probably wow. ill-advised. And I'm not allowed to do it ever again because if I do, I'm not coming back. And I've microdosed after that. We talked about it earlier. Yeah. By accident, only because I was like, oh, there's gotta be some left on this thing. And there was, I didn't know it was microdosing, but it microdosed. Anyway, I thought the world had ended and that I found the 13th zodiac sign and that I was a cult leader. I had no cult, but I had a boyfriend and like one other guy. And they were both Libras, so somehow that made
that
it more
sense.
People.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah. And then we were walking home and I was like, God, what the fuck? I was like, the world has ended. Why don't we just go into this house right here? And at the time, I was like, you know, and then he was like, oh, on the off chance that the world didn't end, let's not go into the house tonight. Let's wait till morning. I'm like, okay, good call. But that's what I called Robert Downey Jr.ing at the time because I didn't know the story that well, but I heard that like maybe he wound up in a bed.
He's my childhood friend, by the way.
But I didn't know that at the time when I called it Robert Downey Jr.ing. But do you know the story? Like the details of it at all?
Yeah.
Didn't he wake up in a bed?
Yes, yes, but I don't like to talk about it.
Okay, fine.
I like to talk about his successes.
Well, I found that incredibly sexy. That was a success for me. But I like terrible things.
Me too. I'm a horrible human being.
Okay, I'm going to try to tell this quickly.
Oh, shit.
So I had an entire sheet of acid that had a dragon on it, and I took one hit, and about an hour into the trip, I heard a voice say, eat the head of the dragon. And that was like another 4 hits or 5.
Oh, God.
So I listened to the voice.
Yeah, that was smart. No. Don't listen to the fucking dragons.
So at one
drug
point...
Drug tips, don't
I've
listen
never
to dragons.
That hard.
At one point in the trip, I felt I was truly going insane. And I started to think about insanity might not be that bad.
Yeah.
You can be taken care of. You don't have to worry about your meals. You don't have to worry about rent.
Have we all had
You're
that thought?
Be,
oh, no. Mental institutions are they're no bueno.
And okay. then, yeah. And then what started to happen is I would look at my cat and its face turned mean and ugly. And this is a cute kitty. And I would look at this other thing and it would turn mean and ugly. And I'm like, if this is what insanity is, I'm coming back. And I talked myself back. I'm like, I know you're a cute kitty. I know you're a cute kitty. And then finally, you're a cute kitty. You're a cute kitty. I'm not going to go crazy.
That's funny.
That's like ego death, though, isn't it? It's like choosing to like focus on the positive. That's a good trip.
Interesting.
It did turn out.
It's always well. Revelations, right?
Up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. Please, folks, after you give money to this show, which you can do by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org and Art Star Scene Radio, after you do that, give to Planned Parenthood. Give to Survivors Against SESTA. Give to the ACLU. They need your money. Thank you so much, Juno, for being on the show.
Thanks for having
me. For being
me.
So open. I hope we see you again with a dick in your ass.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
Thank you, co-host.
Thank you, co-host.
Tune in each and every Saturday at 7 p.m. for Art Star Scene Radio. And every 3 p.m. on Saturday for Dunsun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now tell us your drug story.
Oh my God, no.
I want to know everything.